This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
You're listening to the Monday Magazine, which is here every Monday, strangely enough, from 1 till 4. And as promised, my guest has arrived, Xavier Baker, who is the Managing Director of the one and only Goddard's Brewery. Hello, Xavier.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm well, I'm good. Xavier's here because he's got some pretty exciting news about new developments at the company. It sounds amazing to me, but could you sort of explain what's happening
for
everyone?
Certainly, of course, yeah. So you may have heard over the last year that Goddard's Brewery was on the market and up for sale. We've decided to take the brewery off the market, look around at a few different options and how we can try and move forward. So a couple of things. One is we're investing heavily in a new bottling line, so a brand new bottling plant that will be arriving with us in January.
Wow.
That's coming from Italy. So yeah, a big investment. You know, we currently have about 150,000 bottles a year at Goddard's. So looking at bringing that back to the island so we can do it all on site, and
okay,
then possibly the option down the line to outsource as well. So
what's the thinking behind that? That's a big development, isn't it? Why now and why are you doing it now particularly?
Just reviewing the whole business really, and the cost of sending, we currently send the beer away to the mainland to Bath to be bottled.
Oh right.
So there's a lot of pallet movements, sending the beer away, a lot of miles. So also we're looking, so reducing that transport cost and doing it all on site.
So just to ask an idiot question, from the brewery then, you are currently barrelling up the beer and sending it to Bath to be bottled. Lots of words beginning with B there,
yeah,
aren't
they? So what we do, we send 5,000 litres away at a time. So in 1,000 litre containers, 5,000 litres away at a time. Then that'll produce us 10 pallets of beer. So thereabouts 10,000 bottles.
Wow.
So it's a lot of pallet movements.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a big investment for you as a business, isn't it? Which must mean it's a good sign of confidence at a time when there's lots of businesses feeling the strain a bit, aren't they? So does that suggest that Goddard's is going from strength to strength?
Yeah, very much so. So we need to employ a couple of more people at the brewery as well.
Brilliant.
So we're currently advertising for a production engineer. So the bottling side itself, there's a lot of potential to go wrong. So part of the reasons we're not holding back on getting the right equipment in.
Yeah.
You're only as good as your last pint or your last bottle.
Yeah.
So it's essential we get that right.
Yeah.
And
can I just ask you there, why is that such a challenge? It sounds on the face of it as though it's a simple thing to put beer into a bottle, but why is it such a difficult thing to get right?
I think there's like the carbonation side of things. You need to get the carbonation levels just right, the filtration just right. Also, during the whole process, you're minimising dissolved oxygen pickup, which potentially will turn the beer stale. So we aim to put an 8 to 12 month shelf life on the beer, and it needs to be good when you're drinking it in 8 months time or 12 months time.
Yeah.
It needs to be near enough as good as the day it was bottled.
So. Oh, right. So you're having to learn new skills in order to do this?
I think the skills we've already got, it's just physically putting them in place.
Yeah.
And in a bottle.
Yeah, okay. So that all kicks off in January then?
Yes. So all the equipment will be arriving in January. So we hope to get the first bottling run underway in middle of February.
Okay. And for those people who may not know, I do, because I love your beer anyway. but could you tell us a little bit more about the beers that Goddard's produces, and maybe a little bit of history of the business as well?
Of course, yeah. So Goddard's Brewery has been brewing for 23 years on the island. Would be probably the largest, most established brewery on the island. There's three in total. It was founded by Anthony Goddard, who you may know out there, used to own Barton Manor, and then fell short with the Lloyd's insurance crash in the late 80s. Bought the Goddard site as a burnt out farm, and then started brewing beer. And from there on, it's gone from strength to strength, really. So it's,
where is it based, Xavier?
So we're in Bullen Road,
as
a crow flies, just behind Tesco's.
Yeah.
So on average, we last year we just brewed under about 10,000 casks, each holding 72 pints, and we've got four core beers, the Isle of Wight, 3.7%, Scrum Diggity at 4, Fogarty Dumb, which is our flagship beer, a third of all production is the Fogarty Dumb, and that would be the one up and down the country people would know of. Yeah. And then the Duck's Folly, which is a... probably best have a look on the website at the why the name Duck's Folly.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But also we've done a partnership or brews with people like Core Abbey. So we do Core Abbey beer with the brothers at the Abbey. That won bronze for the speciality beer in the Seba Beer X last year, so we were thrilled to win that.
Okay.
And working with people like the Botanical Gardens, so we used some of their hops for one of our beers, White Squirrel, and we brewed one of their beers for them as well.
Okay, so are you always looking at new beers, or because it must be quite an investment to produce a new branch, mustn't it? A new brand name rather of a beer, or do you tend to just stick to your four? Is it four?
It's pretty well four beers that we brew, and then we'll bring a seasonal on. So we have looked to try new brews and different things, certainly with the craft beer boom that's going on at the moment, looking at different ingredients, innovation and things.
Yeah.
I think the question we have to ask ourselves is, will it increase the sales?
Yeah.
It just dilutes the sales, I think, really. So yeah. we've pulled back a little bit just to focus on our existing beers or brands.
Yeah.
But always looking, though. So we've got a little... 100 litre brew kit at the brewery as well, so we can run some little trial brews.
Okay.
So we still have fun.
Yeah, and I don't know how much you'll be able to tell me, but you'll be the judge of that because you're the managing director. But the company was up for sale.
Yes.
And you've taken it off the market. So can you sort of sum up why that happened? What's the story?
So yeah, it went up. Anthony's reached the ripe old age of 70, and he's keen to go and play. So he was like, right, okay, I've put the brewery up for sale and see what interest it can generate.
Yeah.
And so there were no sort of firm offers really. So then started sort of looking at the brewery and things, and Anthony's got re-enthused and has got back into the brewery, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then so part of it, looking at the investment of the bottling line. Yeah. And also we've just formed a partnership with Tolchard's Wholesale on the mainland.
Right.
So up until today, we used to distribute our own beer down to Dorset, up to Surrey, and around to East Sussex, out of Ark, on the south coast. But we found we were driving down country lanes, delivering a barrel here and a barrel there. And so working with Tolchard's, they've got 13 sales guys on the road, and their area is everywhere south of the M4, excluding Kent and Cornwall. So for us, it's extended our area. It means we can palletise the beer over there. They provide a good service. So it's a big move for us, but it's exciting. So I think it's going to open up plenty more doors for us. Yeah.
And another ignorant question: what's the advantage of when you say palletising the beer? What does that mean?
So when we send the barrels of beer away, we get 18 casks or firkins on a pallet.
Right.
In the way, whereas in a transit, say, you can only get 28.
Oh, I see.
So it's a much more efficient way of moving the beer around.
All right. So from the sound of it, combined with the bottling plant and the new distribution, it's absolutely a massive story for Goddard.
There's a lot going on, yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully, just enable us to carry on brewing good quality beers and just focus on that. Yeah.
Well, that's an amazing turnaround. I mean, from my independent perspective, the thought that maybe the company's going to be sold and then a few months later you're coming in to talk to us about all this. I mean, it's just fantastic. Good news story, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And everybody's really thrilled around, yeah.
Yeah, and are you doing anything for the beer drinkers out there? Is there going to be something new for Christmas or New Year? Can you reveal any secrets?
we've just got the Winter Warmer, which was brewed 2 weeks ago, so it's been conditioning in cask for the last couple of weeks.
Okay,
so that will just be coming out in the pubs now. So
is that a euphemism for blow your head off when you say Winter Warmer?
Yeah, pretty well. It's a 5.2%. Real rich dark ruby beer, so after a good cold walk on a Sunday afternoon,
lovely,
followed by a couple of pints and a snooze, it's
does you
perfect
good.
Yeah,
does absolutely you good. Part of your five a day. And just finally, you mentioned the partnerships on the island, and your island roots are well, fundamental, aren't they, to the business? So
very
can you
so,
just
yeah.
give us a few stats about some of that? You know, your number of people who work for you, and maybe
course,
you
yeah.
just mentioned some of the other partnerships you've got.
Yeah, so there's about 9-10 of us at the brewery. We've just taken on a new apprentice today at the brewery.
Brilliant.
Which yeah, he seems like a great chap to help out with us in the brewery. Then with the bottling line, we need a couple more people. But yeah, I've been working with the Core Abbey, the Botanical Gardens, also talking to some farmers, working with the Isle of Wight Grain Group to use some Isle of Wight barley, which we have done previously. So we had a bit of the harvest last year wasn't quite right for us for malting barley, but it's looking good so far. So
good.
Looking at some samples now, and then we can carry on brewing with Isle of Wight barley, which for us makes good sense all round. And
yeah.
At the end of the day, the Isle of Wight produces good barley. So
fantastic. Yeah, well, it's really good. I can't get over all this good news.
Happy days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You must come in again. The bringer of good news. Yeah,
no problem.
But anyway, congratulations to you and the company, and I'll look forward to another pint at some stage. So thanks for coming in, Xavier.
Thank you. Cheers. Good health. Yeah, thank you.
Good health. www.vectisradio.com.